Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains, we offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Those of you in the boarding area, we're going to be having a lot of wires coming off. Yeah. The 2010 box from
Atlanta, Georgia. Bob Gale right in the middle, waving the flag is earned, and a lot of Myers have clinched the medal.
Oh, we just tried to stay relaxed and have a little fun. Aaron's a great pilot, and we just needed to stay calm and do what we had to do, and we did it.
That Olympic song still gives me
chills. I know, I have goosebumps.
Georgia's own Alanis Myers joins us in studio.
Yay!
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
You still on a high from this whole thing?
Definitely still on a high. You know, been able to make some appearances and carry my medal around everywhere I go. So it's been pretty awesome so far.
This is really a pretty amazing story. For those of you that haven't followed this the last couple of weeks when talking to Alana, it's not like she's trained her whole life for a medal in bobsledding. She was a softball player and a damn good one, right?
Yeah. Played softball growing up, played different sports all growing up, and was trying to make the games in softball. When softball got taken out of the games, I had to find another sport.
Oh, so that's how it all went down. So
at
one point, softball was an Olympic event, but it was like a trial year or something?
No, it got added to the games in 96, I want to say, in Atlanta, actually, and then got taken out in 2005 because it kind of got lumped with baseball, and people don't really understand the difference. Kind of got lumped with baseball. It wasn't international enough, so it was taken out. And then they try to get back in and still trying to get it back in. Not sure if it'll ever get back in, but definitely trying to.
Did you play softball at the collegiate level?
Yes, played at George Washington University.
George Washington.
And she was great. Like, weren't you like a 4.15 hitter or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah. She was crazy.
Yeah, 4.14, something like that.
I gave you the extra point.
I appreciate it. That's one less base hit I
had. What position did you play?
Shortstop, pitcher, and third.
Okay.
So she,
she was the team.
Athletic.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody else played those positions. She could actually do all three simultaneously.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, that takes a lot of confidence in your athletic abilities to say, okay, I'm not going to make the Olympics in softball, so I'll try bobsledding.
Yes.
Well, I emailed other sports. They didn't email me back. So bobsled was the only one who actually emailed me. And, you know, seeing it on Olympics, I knew they drew from track and field background, and they draw a lot of fast and powerful athletes. And those were my assets in softball. So I decided to give it a try.
So who do you email? You email like the Olympic Committee or something like that, and you just wait for an email back saying, yeah, we'll give you a try.
I emailed Bill Tavares, and he's going to hate me for calling him out, but if you want to get into bobsled, email Bill Tavares. But he is now assistant coach of the women's bobsled team.
Okay. And so now what is, I'm sure we've got a lot of ground to cover, but what's next? I mean, you win yourself a bronze medal, so you don't immediately start training for the next Olympics. So what goes on?
Actually, you kind of do start immediately training for the next Olympics. So I was in this Olympics as a brakeman. The goal is to go to the next one as a driver. So I'll be leaving today, actually, to start that career.
Wow. So explain to somebody who's never understood bobsledding what each position means.
Okay, so in women's bobsled, we have only two men. In men's, they have two man and four man. So it's a brakeman and a driver. A brakeman is basically the only accelerator in a sport of bobsled. You push the sled at the start, you ride all the way down, and then at the very end of the trip, you pull the brakes. The driver is the one actually controlling the sled in the front for the whole trip down. So I was a brakeman.
And you go head first or head back, feet first?
We're in a sled, so we go, I guess my feet are in front of my head, so I guess it's feet first. But
feet first.
We're in a sled, so, yeah.
But the driver gets all the credit, man. Like, when I was listening, I was watching on NBC, they were, you know, just always announcing the driver's name like it was her bobsled. And I'm like, our girl's in the back there,
that's
man.
Right. She's pushing.
She's pushing,
about her.
She's pushing hard.
How do you think she got down?
Me.
Here is Coach Bowers. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just wanted to congratulate Alana. It's been a while. I coached her at Lithia Springs in basketball and soccer, and just amazing to see her go this far.
Hi, Coach Bowers. Thanks for the call. It's been quite a while. How are you?
I am doing great. You have always been such a versatile athlete. You were just amazing in every position you played, every sport you played. You would just take on anything. So it doesn't surprise me, but I just wanted to congratulate you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
She made you run till you puked, right? I can't believe you called me on the radio.
Definitely.
You
too
put
many
me through
suicides.
Hell.
Tell us what it was like to be on that podium. I mean, it wasn't the national anthem that was played, but you're still up there, and you're the third best in the damn world. Mm-hmm.
It was breathtaking. I was crying. I said I wasn't going to cry. I didn't cry the whole time. My driver was in tears right after the run, everything like that. And I got on the podium, and I couldn't help myself. It was overwhelming.
That is so cool. That is just absolutely amazing. And what was Vancouver like? I mean, just the energy of the whole place.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Really?
If I didn't love the state so much, I'd definitely try and move up there. But Vancouver was great. People there were so nice. And Whistler itself is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So in the mountains. And even the drive up there, you're driving along the coastline. It's gorgeous.
Oh, she brought in the bronze medal today, and like Melissa was telling us earlier this morning, It is so different than you see on TV. Like, I think we all just assume that it's a flat, round medal, but it's not. It's kind of a potato-shaped, wedgy type thing.
Yeah,
going on.
When
it's big.
When you were, you know, but if you watch the medal ceremony, the whole ceremony. You saw the person with the tray of the medals walk to the podium. So the thing I told Katie when we were watching the medal ceremony was the fact that it looked like potato chips on this tray because they're so waffly. And this is the first time they've done that. And my understanding is they did this because the light catches on the medal better when it's on the athlete. So it's
easier to photograph, you said?
Because every Olympics has a different medal. So each host city has their own different style. So, but yeah, it is beautiful.
I've tweeted the medal up on Twitter right now, but we'll have all the pictures up on Q100Atlanta.com. It's heavy.
It looks like a big pancake. Right? I didn't think it was going to be that big.
Have you figured out how you're going to polish the scratches out?
I have no idea.
How'd you get them?
Just wearing it around. And
has anyone dropped it yet?
Around. No, not yet. So hopefully that won't happen, but I'll probably be the first one to drop it.
So will you take it with you to Park City, or is it going to stay home safe?
Of course, I'll take it with me.
Do you take it everywhere, like the gas station, the grocery store? Because I'd wear that everywhere.
I'd brag about it, too. I'd show it off. Like, I'd go through security on purpose with it around my neck, so they would tell me to go through
and
take it off.
You have to take off your bronze medal.
The medal is a time hoarder. It's hard to go anywhere if you're wearing the medal around your neck. So I have it on me. You can't wear it everywhere. Like, going to the gas station, it's pretty hard to just get gas if you're in a rush, if the medal's around your neck. So you have to keep it tucked away sometimes. But I have it.
That's awesome.
Like, I think it's protocol that you're not allowed, like, you wouldn't allow anybody else to wear it. Like, I was holding it, and that felt respectful, but you can't wear it around your neck unless.
No, that'd be rude.
Right.
Oh, no, it's not protocol. I let kids wear it all the time, because I can catch little kids if they try to run.
Well, you can let Burr wear it. You can catch him if he tries to run, I guarantee it.
But like, yes. If an adult wants to see it, you can't put that on your neck as an adult because you didn't earn that.
No.
Oh, but I've let people put it on.
Have they really asked if they can wear it?
Really?
Oh no.
Yeah, no.
I
would never think to do that.
So, you have more TV stuff to do, or now is it just sort of right back into training? Now?
I'll have more media stuff to do. Actually, go up to DC for a couple of days for some media things. But the media stuff, tons of stuff to do. But definitely gonna go give my hand at driving and see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. How is all the politics that we seemed at least to watch sort of unfold? Maybe it was just NBC unfolding the drama. Did you feel any of that stuff with like the skiers and all that? Like, was there a weird chemistry on the team because of some of the stuff that was going on?
We're kind of kept isolated, so we see everything in the villages, and we see all the shows and all the races, but we don't even have commentary. It's live feeds without any commentary, so we don't actually know any of the action that's going on outside, the politics or anything like that. So we're kind of kept in a cocoon, so to speak, just to kind of focus on our events.
So you don't know how much crap people are talking about you. Oh my God, it's terrible. Thank you again for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. Congratulations.
Really enjoyed this the last couple of weeks following
thanks.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're a stud.
You are. All the pictures and all connections to Alana Myers will be up online, Q100Atlanta.com. Good morning, Burt Show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
This is Bo Shipp from Lydia Springs High School. I was wanting to congratulate Alana Myers. We're all so proud of her.
Thank you. Thanks, Mo.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, of course.
I bet all your old friends came out now, man.
We've got Lithia Springs all together. We're all rallying behind her.
That's so cool.
Never talked to her awesome. When she was there, but now she's my best friend.
This is The Bird Show.